toxic gas, latest insurgent weapon. 22nd of February 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Baghdad, Iraq. Deadly methane gas from the ass of Iraqi insurgents, fueled by their explosive diarrhea, is having deadly consequences for Iraqi civilians and coalition troops alike. The gas attack took place earlier this week in Baghdad, which killed 12 and wounded dozens of others. Survivors of the initial attack were overcome with fumes and needed to be treated with oxygen masks. This latest attack is further evidence of the escalation of the conflict in Iraq. In addition to the Iraqi insurgency that is battling the United States military, different factions within Iraq have been battling each other for control after the fall of Saddam Hussein. The battle between Sunni and Shiite militias really got underway after a sacred Shiite shrine was defecated upon by Sunni insurgents. Enraged, Shiite Muslims under the command of Mustaqadad al-Shidr launched a counterinsurgency against the Sunnis. Iraq's third faction, the Turds, have stayed out of the Shiite-Sunni battle for the most part. Defense Secretary Bill Gates is not sure where the insurgents are being supplied for the ingredients to make these deadly chemicals, but believes that the government of Iran may be responsible. Packages of Exlax found on a Baghdad street have been traced to a pharmacy in Tehran. Exlax allows the insurgents to produce a toxic brown substance from their ass, as well as deadly methane gas. Upon hearing Gates mentioning Iran, President George W. Bush had this to say, quote, "All right, now we have an excuse to invade Iran." One reporter said, "Mr. President, this is live," where he corrected himself and said, quote, "What I meant to say is that this now proves what we've been saying all along, and I think it gives us reason to intervene in Iran," unquote. Vice President Cheney says that, quote, "The enemy in Iraq is evolving, but so are we. Our bitches, our friends up in Canada, have given us access to their own supply of deadly gas. With this deadly supply of chemical weapons, the insurgents won't know what hit them," unquote. Deadly ammo that Vice President Cheney is referring to is the shit-infested water of Halifax and Glace Bay Harbor in Nova Scotia, as well as toxic waste from the Sydney tar ponds. Cheney denies that Canadians were forced into supplying the chemicals to America to make up for their defiance of the U.S. invasion. Prime Minister Stephen Harper, while being stared down by Bush during a joint press conference between the two leaders in Washington, said, quote, no, of course not. America would never pressure Canada to doing something it didn't want to do. World domination, Iraqi domination will be inevitable," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.